Tuesday night and the Torah, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Right, good evening. I have a shayla for you tonight. We're discussing, we have one of the mitzvahs min haTorah that was zeicha to do every morning, besides the Shabbos, besides the Yom Tov, Samach Chol HaMoed, is the mitzvah of tefillin. And it's actually two separate mitzvahs, really, on Shavuot and on Shavuot. And really, at the time when we are bar mitzvah, you know, our father spends a lot of money and koichas, and it's many years have gone by since the bar mitzvah, some fewer, some longer, many years. And the question is, are we supposed to assume that everything's okay? Do we have to open it up? How often is it Medina? Is it not Medina? The embassies? I have clear mixed messages. I have to tell you that it depends who you speak to. And it bothers me, because I open a Mishnah Berurah, washtein shulchan aruch asim lama test of yod. Tefillin do not need to be checked. They have a chazaka, it stays where it is. In simul lama test of yod, state shulchan aruch, that there's no need to check tefillin, because it has a chazaka. Now, the little experience that I have, and Baruch Hashem, someone pushed me, before I left Eretz Yisrael, someone pushed me into to get involved in Safras and Eretz Yisrael to see the halachas, and I was able to go to all the Friedlander, Motzke Friedlander, Olav Shalom, and all the big chavra now, Moshe Ori Bloy, and all the big chavra to Tzacharan and Safras, and you speak to any of the big mumchim, and you ask them how common is it to find psulim, the nusach is, I remember going to all their shiurim, asrot psulim, asrot achuzim, yeah, tens of percentages of, it's not a shayla of 2%, 3%, it's tens of percent. That's what Moshe Ribloy always used to give his shay. Asrot achuzim of psulim that he finds. And you speak to, across the board, when it comes to the sofrim, you name it, I've spoken to many of them this week. And the Maisa, they will tell you, that what do you mean? I've seen psulim, and actually I just saw a tefillin a few days ago. I saw parashias, I myself saw, that it says, Leman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha. It's a 37-year-old, and it, the past 24 years he hasn't checked his tefillin since Bar Mitzvah. Leman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha. So the Nechama is that at least he had tefillin Shal Yad. Tefillin Shal Rosh is not Negea. Don't forget, he has to buy himself he has to rewrite the whole, all four parashas, because it's in the first parasha. It has to all be written Kesidron. The fact that you have, they're separated into four parashas, you can't just steal the last three because the first one's a problem. They have to all be written Kesidron. So you basically got to get a whole new Tefillin Shel Rosh. Pashas, you can take the money back from the sofer, but you'll only be able to get the value of what it was 27 years ago, which is not a lot of money. Now to purchase a new pair of Tefillin Shel Rosh is a lot more money. So when you see it, Bechush, and I've seen many psulim in the past, in a short period of time, it gives you a shake. And then, but hang on a second, why hasn't he got a point? Has he not got a sif in Shulchan Aruch, Simulama test sif yod, tefillin shehuchzaku bekashrus einam tzricha bedika la'olam? How about the other tefillin that I've seen, which has got a crack in between the base? It's now puzzle. Why can't he point to a simul? Why does he have to feel guilty about his tefillin being puzzle? Shulchan Aruch state, there's no need to puzzle it. And if there is a kashrus, if it's not takah kosher, does Shulchan Aruch get it wrong? You should know, it's been baffling me for many years. And speak to the sofrim. You can do all that. Again, this is research that I've done personally, and you can have your own research that you do. To me, I've always found it complete mismessaging. You go to the poskim, you'll see, you've had your tefillin, you don't need to check it. Shulchan Aruch says you've got a chazaka. Misad Sheni, go and speak to the people on the ground, they tell you a whole different story. The only way that, from the research that I've done, the only way to understand it is the following. Certainly there's a chazaka which allows you in certain cases to leave the tefillin as it is. Kimat lo'olam. Kimat lo'olam. For many decades. However, there are a few factors which are going to knock your chazaka. A chazaka is only a chazaka when it's a miut she'enei motzei. If you check 100 tefillin, and will you find two which are vada apostle? Again, this shayla in itself. You go to sofrim, some sofrim will say for sure. I spoke to three sofrim today. One here and two in Eretz Israel. And they said, what? 2%? Much more than 2%. Apostle. Apostle, not as an apostle. Non-negotiable. 6, 7 out of 100. However, however, they did admit to me that they are seeing, they are the type of sofrim, they are seeing a wide spectrum of tefillin, including those which purchased tefillin for a tenner. the Bayit Tefillin, which was our poor quality. So you don't get a concise understanding. The way I understand it is like this, from all the information I gathered, is that a chazoka is a chazoka, calls man, you're not entered to, you put yourself in harm's way. You have something against you. There's something against you. The Mishnah Berurah Lamashal mentions if your tefillin was in heat or is in water, when you have something against you, you'll be mirrored a chazoka. Let me share with you on a deeper level how it's so easy to slip up and to lose your chazoka. So say you have a chazoka if all the factors are okay. Factor number one is, has the tefillin, have your parashas been checked by a computer? What's the matzias? Computers came about lemaisa in 1980s. Some of you remember 1980s, and the first the matzias is like this: the first 100 sefer Torah that they checked, which Shmuel Vosner was very very passionate about, 83% of them were posel. Okay, this is just a fact which I'm given. 83 of it, when it comes to Sifrei Torah, because nowadays you can question this, what happened a few hundred years ago, it seems that they were sharp, they had a sharper eye, and already from the times of the Darkei Teshuva, he already bemoaned the fact that the Magim are slipping up on certain things. The famous Maisa, the Darkei Teshuva himself owned the Sefer Torah, and he was so proud that it was written so bekashas, he even asked up to 30 Magim to check his Sefer Torah, they all said it's kosher. He heard there's a great mumcha magia, which is a mumcha in town, and he asked him, please, do you mind being the 31st? He was a mumcha and being magia, and he said, your sefer Torah is pasul. He said, stop, don't tell me, I want to show it to the others, try and find the psul. Now, it's in Sefer Shmois. It's in Sefer Shmois. They check Sefer Shmois, Haim Bismorgan, Gonish. It's in the Shira. And the mistake was found, Dachar Shuvah Sefer Torah, in Hashem Kenin O'Yedecho. Whatever, that pasuk there, there's two Shemus Hashem. One's a Shem Hashem, and one's Adoi, followed by Noi, and one's a Yudke Vavke. And they're written in different ways. The first one was Yudke Vavke, the second one was Adoi. You couldn't spot such a thing. And that was the he already bemoaned that the generations are going Shvacha. It's very difficult to chap such things. Zot the Shevet Alevi, this comes to a surprise, it came to a surprise to me. Zot the Shevet Alevi, it's a Chiyuv to check via computer. It's quite, you can question, hang on a second, how could it be something which before the computers wasn't a chiv, and now suddenly because we have computers a chiv? And the Shevet Alevi explains all this, is that we're not, we've lost the capability. So, ubizman hazeh, zedarke yoisachamura, mizman thingy, elo me'ikah halochar. Shmuvaz was of the opinion that it's me'ikah din to check tefillin with computer. Therefore, the tefillin that I saw a few days ago, which says, leman tia Torah Hashem beficha, that's clearly, that would have been picked up by a computer, and that just proves the point that if number one, if our tefillin haven't been checked via a computer, that could well be that you've lost the chazoka. Again, yes, you have an halacha chazoka brought down quite stark, but you'd have to comply with these four factors. That's factor number one, is when it comes to computer check, it seems that the Sofrim are telling me that if it's not being computer checked, you haven't got this chazaka to believe that you're okay. We're not in the generation to be able to rely on ourselves already from the time of the Darkei Teshuvah, and therefore it puts you in a very shallow light, and therefore you haven't really got your hold of your chazaka to say, yes, I've got this chazaka. So point number one has got to be checked on the computer. The number two is the thickness of the cloth. A lot of times, if you go to a Sofrim and order tefillin, they'll get the cheapest cloth, because, you know, they know that you don't want to be ripped off, you don't want to pay a lot. But the cloth that they'll take will be a thicker cloth, because it's cheaper to get thicker ones. The thinner ones are more expensive. Now, the thinner the cloth, the easier it is for ink to be absorbed inside the cloth. You want the ink to stay in the cloth as long as possible, so it has to absorb. The thicker it is, the harder it stays on the surface. That's the matzias. That's what I'm told. So, Ibazoi, number two is you want to make sure that your tefillin is as thin as possible. Now, a lot of times you wouldn't even know, but lemaisa, if you want to get a grip on it, it's worth knowing. It's one of the main points to know whether your parashiyos are written on cloth which are thin or thick, and it's quite yadua in the market whether you're getting for a thinner cloth or a thicker cloth. So number two is if a person's got a thicker cloth, it puts him in again the chazoka. It could be less of a chazoka. Go on. Yeah. In the market, sure. And it's greater than price as well. There's quite a big difference in price. Number three is how your sofer writes. You can see, just ask them for a picture of if they're writing in thick osius or thin osius. This is no rocket science. If you have thick cloth, when you're at a thick yud, you're obviously going to be left. It's going to last a lot longer. If you write a thin writing, not using so much ink on every ois, it's not going to last so long. When I was looking into the Indian back in Eretz Yisrael 7-8 years ago, so there's a Sefer Torah. There was Chaniche Hayeshivas. You know Chaniche in Zechron Yaakov, Rechov Zechron Yaakov. Yeah, the Spitzbot in Midrashim in Yerushalayim, you could call it. And they were using a Sefer Torah, and they decided they're going to look up into the Sefer Torah. So I was looking over the Magia, which was going through that Sefer Torah, and an overwhelming majority of the Yuds had lost its Kutzah Shel Yud. The Kutzah Shel Yud is the bottom right side of the Yud, and the Rabbeinu Tam is on the left. The Kutzah Shel Yud on the left side, all of them had faded, not completely, but to a level which was brown. So it only had a brown remnants of ink, so it had lost its color. Black, it was only brown, which is machlokas prima godim chasam sefer, and it was vadai posel lekunos prima godim, which is completely inappropriate to a shul that's such a high caliber. So that his job was to go through and to rectify each yod kutzah shel Rabbeinu Tam, the kutzah, and when it comes to a person's tefillin, it's clear that if a sefer has got a very narrow writing, it's going to fade. And this point of fading, Baruch Hashem, I found Aruch HaShulchan, which imamish, it hits the nail on the head. After you finish Mishnah Berurah, you think you don't need to check your tefillin. Zot the Aruch HaShulchan, Simon Lamatessa, just check that up now. V'dad, Zeu Medina. Aber bis maneinu yodua shad yoyshalonu b'meshach eze shonim, nikpotzim me'al haklaf. It starts getting lost. V'lachinu edna nearly, it appears to me, the Medina tzrichim livdei koyisam be'ez hazman. He says Medina, you need to change it. So you can see. So the question is, what happened? What changed? What happened? Does the Shulchan Aruch not know about this? In his times, nothing faded. Someone told me, a greaser sofer told me, that there's something called soot. I don't know what it is. That they used to put in the dioy. They used to put in the dioy bismaneim. Now they don't bother for either commercial reasons. I don't know what the reason is. It's not found in the inks nowadays. And therefore, that could be one of the contributors, one of the reasons why the dioy nowadays, why they can't add in, I do not know. But at the end of the day is that the poskim bezmanenu are all saying that it doesn't last the same. This is what they're saying on the ground. Aruch HaShulchan is the first place of Aruch Hashem I saw that's actually mentioning this point. So point number three, so besides for computer checking, if we know that our tefillin is not being computer checked, it's very difficult to be able to say that we've got this chazaka. Very difficult, considering that the magiim these days are of not the same, we're not able to focus as much as then, as we explained in the story. Point number two is, you've got the type of klaf, which a lot of sofim try and get away with the thicker style. They don't care what happens in 25 years' time. The third point is the thickness of the klaf, and it's a marked difference between how sofim write. I see it the whole time. You see how they write yuds, you see how they write lamads, how they connect in the bases, and it's a clear difference. You can see as they're writing it, that this is giving it a 10-year term, and this is giving it a 25, much longer. It's very clearly, you can see how much ink is actually going on that area which is joining. The fourth thing, which is obviously we all know deep down, is when it comes to how well it's kept. So Mishabur already mentions this point, that if it's exposed to wet, or exposed to the heat, that obviously is going to interfere with the letters, is going to make it rub away. So, you know, the emphasis of a person, if a person tells me that he's had a computer check, and he's got a top cloth, and he had, you know, the good thickness of osiers, and he keeps it in a good, it keeps it very well. The Emma says he probably doesn't need to check it, you know, give it a lifetime sentence of 25 years. The Chori, there's no need to check it for many, many, many years. But the Emma, but for these four things to be mekayim, we need to be sure of these four things, and then we can go back to the chazaka. Again, it's very painful to see. You see tefillin pesulim, they're very painful. Again, the person I saw was 37. You haven't had to check since bar mitzvah, and it's clear. So that's what I'm saying. It's very difficult to call it a chazaka. That's what Shevet Alevi is saying. Very hard to call it a chazaka nowadays with the magia, when we have computers and the poskim are saying to check it, and we make mistakes. And as Shevet Alevi explains, that now the magia is really so much on the computers. They know the computers. They know we're not the same that we were 100 years ago. That's what they're saying, and therefore it's very difficult to rely on it. And you do see these things. Therefore, once you have these four things, that lechori should deal with it. Now I must mention, even once you're confident that you've got these four points and you've got your chazaka, it's just worth noting that there's two other things involved in tefillin. And that is, number one is batim, and number two is ritzuis. Now, with batim, funnily enough, Shulchan Aruch holds that it doesn't actually have to be black me'ikadin. Imagine you have tefillin, which is not black. The actual batim are not black, yeah? So the Shulchan Aruch himself held that doesn't have to be black. You can actually go around with tefillin which are white. The actual bias are white. There's no chiyuv to have it black when it comes to Shulchan Aruch. It's a toif. Obviously, the Rama and many other poskim say it has to be black. That's why we all have black tefillin. But yours is zecher kedai to make sure that everywhere is black. When we say black, it has to be black everywhere. So zecher kedai to keep an eye open to see where, you know, if it's black everywhere. And besides for that, you want to make sure everything is ribua. One of the main things that is ma'akav is that it has to be square. So the whole katsutsa has to be square, and then the titura has to be square, and also the strings at the bottom have to be square. So those are the things at the bottom. But when it comes to the ritzuas, that's something which is halacha l'moshe Sinai, that has to be black. L'chol adeyas, at least at the front, it has to be black. And this is very motzei to find, at least with the old ritzuas, any chelik which of the ritzua which is not black, that is going to be a problem. It's actually a puzzle. It's possible. There's no point wearing such a thing. That they've brought out this new type of ritzuas which have got both sides. And when I was a bocha, they were all dealing with this. Should we get it? Should we not get it? They were troubling Rav Eliashiv about it. Is it kedai? Shit, as a Rambam is that it should be black on both sides. The Shulchan Aruch passes, it doesn't have to be black on both sides. It only has to be black on the outside. So Rav Eliashiv was scared to buy the new style because people will think that we have to be mekayim shit as a Rambam. As I get the Maisa, in my times they were saying that in May, that Rav Eliashiv didn't want to buy the new pair of ritzuas because people will think that it's a choyva to be mekayim shit as a Rambam. The Bisi also said we don't go with the Rambam. The Maisa, the facts are that the Maila that the double-sided has is way beyond this other side. Forget about the other side being black. The Maila is that even if you cut away and chip away a little bit of the black from the outside, inside is black, is continuously black inside. That's the grosser glick. That's the grosser Maila is that you cannot never lose its chakras. It's constantly black inside. That's a massive oftor, it's a big tova. Because I remember in Yeshiva, we didn't have these double sides. And every other day after shachris, everyone was busy with the shachris, yeah, with the ink. And you have to say the Shem Kedushas Tefillin. It's not possible saying without it. It needs it again with it. It's a headache. And the Maisa is mamish possible. Bialocha has a tzad that if the scratching area, if the faded blackness is after the area that after the length that it has to be, he says, do you look at it as a one whole thing and therefore everything's possible, or do you look at it now? I'm beyond the area that I need. The Maisa ends up being machmesh nickel, so it's the double-sided zecher geschmack. And then is the famous scandal that we had 7 years ago, is that we had ritzuas, which literally the top part of the ritzua was literally was not leather at all. It was plastic. And I remember in the Beis Din, in Avot Shalom, in Beis Din, there was queues of people, I remember it like yesterday, queues of people outside with their tefillin, checking to see how you check it, very simply how you check it. If you haven't checked it yourself, very simple. You boil a kettle and you dip the end part of your ritzua into the boiling hot water. If the ritzua starts shriveling, you know it's plastic. Plastic, when it gets boiling, it starts shriveling. So if it shrivels, you know it's downright plastic. But ain't I easy, one after the other, one after the other. It came in with plastic ritzuas. Maybe it was nofos more it's shorter than here. But if anyone hasn't checked it, I recommend it. Only because I've seen in my eyes tens and tens and tens of them which came out was plastic, literally plastic. Over the top of the ritzua, the whole ritzua, the entire ritzua, the top part, not the bottom part. The bottom part was clean. The top part was completely plastic. So that's the chesamim thing. Go.